Okay, let's get into Tehillim, Perek Samaches, 68. And this Perek is on the longer side, and it is not clear what exactly it is referring to. If you look in the words of the Das Mikra, HaMafarshim Rigilim Lomar, Mafarshim are accustomed to say, Ki Mizmar Samaches Hu Asasum B'chol Mizmari Tehillim. It is the most closed of all the Mizmorim. Rabos Bo Milim Yechida Iyos. There are words, unique words, that are not found anywhere else, that we don't really know exactly what they mean. Umalitzos she'ein dugmasan ol b'mikra, and usages of words that we don't find a parallel in all of Tanakh. V'kasha la'amod al kishur ha'inyanim shebo. It's hard to detect the connection between the different topics that are mentioned. Lefi Ashita Sher Nakatnu, he says there's some type of celebration here. It's a celebration of there are tefilos. It's a celebration after some type of victory. Maybe it's the Das Mikra suggests it was a time when Shlomo HaMelech brought the Aron back up to the Beis HaMikdash, because it talks about Karbonos a little bit. The Radak, throughout this parak, the Radak assumes that this was said after the salvation, at the time of the salvation of Bnei Yisrael from Sancheriv. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was surrounded with all of Klal Yisrael in Yerushalayim, and he finds allusions in this parak to that story. And that's where the road that he goes down, and we'll see that throughout the Radak's comments. Rabbeinu Bachai in the Karakemach, on the entry of Arava, like Aravos, he relates that to Arava, the highest heaven, which is Arava, but he connects this parak to the years in the Midbar, because we're going to talk about some of the events of the Midbar that seem to come up. That's what he says in the Os Arava. Yisei Davan HaMelech HaMizmar Zeh Al Geulas Mitzrayim U'Matan Torah. And he quotes Psukim about Geulas Mitzrayim U'Matan Torah. But again, it's a long parak, and there are a lot of other things. But there are a number of well-known Psukim in this parak, as we will see. So let's see how far we could get. And again, this parak also, there's a lot. There's many Ma'amari Chazal based on Psukim in this parak. We, of course, are not going to be able to do all of them. But we'll make a try to do what we can. Lam Natsech le David Mizmar Shir, same way that the previous parak started. Yakum Elokim Yafutzu Oivav. It sounds like the Vehi Ben Soa Pasuk. Hashem should get up and scatter his enemies. V'yanusu Misanav Mipanav. And all of his enemies, the ones who hate him, shall go away from him. Kihindof Ashan, like this, like smoke scatters. Tindof. So too you, our enemies should be scattered. Kihimes Donag, like wax melts. Mipnei Eish. Yovdu Rishayim. So again, if according to the Radak, this is a tefillah, or this is said afterwards, or a reality, this is what's going to happen. Yovdu Rishayim ibn Elokim. The Rishayim will be lost. Vitzadikim yismachu ya'alsu l'fnei Elokim. The tzadikim will be happy and rejoice. V'yasisu b'simcha. And they will be happy b'simcha. What's the double lashon of yasisu b'simcha? So says Radak, if I'm right, that this is talking about Sancherev, Chazal say that whole miracle where 185,000 soldiers of Ashur did not wake up the next morning, that happened on the night of Pesach. So he suggests, the Radak, the Asisu b'simcha, they'll have a double simcha, the simcha sachag and the simcha of being saved. That's the double lashon. Shiru lelokim zamru shemo. Call out to Hashem, sing to Hashem, solu la rochev ba'aravos. Praise the one that is rochev ba'aravos, the one that rides the aravos, the highest of heavens. Bikashemo, in God, his name, the ilzu lefanav, and be happy with him. So let's talk about each of these phrases. First of all, ba'aravos, that's where the Karakemach says, that's where it's about arava, aravos, the Gemara says in Chagiga, is the highest level of heaven. And Hashem is the rochev ba'aravos. He rides on. He is above. He created all of these heavens. Says the Rabbeinu Bachai, Lashon rochev ba'aravos lefisha ha'galgal ha'elyon mikol shara galgalim hu aravos. The highest level, right? Chagiga daf yud beis. There are seven rakias. Vilon, right? A number of them. And the highest one is aravos, ma'on. V'akadosh baruch hu elyon v'shalit alav. Hashem is shalit on it. Ki lashon bika mora al memshala v'shiltonos. Right? The next word after baravos, bika, yud and hey, that symbolizes authority and rulership. Ki hu yisalech chidesh ha'galgalim ubra'am yesh mayayin. Hashem was machadesh, all of the luminaries and the universes. He created them something from nothing. V'kol kocham ha'gadol v'ha'atzum, enu elamimenu. Everything in the world Their strength, their awesomeness is just from him. V'kulam avadav u'misharsav. And then he relates this to Arava, the Arava that we have on Hoshana Rabba, Kabbalistic idea. But then we have Bekashimo v'ilzu lefanav. So Rashi here says Bekashimo, that's a reference to Yiras Hashem. Bekashimo should instill fear. V'ilzu lefanav is simcha. So it's the balance of fear and simcha, says Rashi. Bekashimo, b'shem ka, shulashen yira, like the Targum, dechila, aziva zimras ka, yad al kes ka, ka is always dechila, omer hamashorer, shibchu lefanav, v'guru mipanav ilzu. V'zeu dugmas ha'amur, says the Rashi, this phrase of bekashimo v'ilzu lefanav is just like the phrase we had earlier back in the second parak, v'gilu bir'ada, rejoice in trembling, meaning David HaMelech is saying here that there's a balance and they can go together, Yira and Simcha. We can't not mention the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos at the beginning of the fifth parak, where the Gemara quotes that pasuk that Rashi just quotes here, the Gilu Bir Ada, says Rabbeinu Yonah, usually Simcha and Yira cannot go together. But when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can. So he quotes Vegilu Berada, B'makam Gila Sham Tehei Ra'ada. That's the Gemara. Tam Adavar says Rabbeinu Yonah here at the beginning of the fifth parak of Brachas. Kidei Shalei Yimashek Mitocha Simcha L'Tanuga Ya'olam V'yishkach Inyani Aborei. Alkein, Tzorach La'arbev Zeh Im Zeh, Simcha and Yira, Kidei Sheyia Al-Kava Mamutze. So it's all on the middle. Upashti Dekra Kachu, Sha'af Al-Pi Sheitzel Basar V'adam, Ha'yira V'asimcha Im Davar V'hipucho. Even though regarding a human, if you fear or in awe or simcha, it's opposites. Shebishah shaha adam afachin mizulaso. When a person is scared of the other one, who omeid nirta vidoig, he's nervous and worried. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein enokein. But Hashem is not like that. Adarabba. Kshadam misponein bigdulaso, v'yaremi panav. When the more a person thinks about Hashem and is in awe of him, yismach v'yagil ba'osa yira. Wow. He's besimcha in that yira. Through that yira, I get to do mitzvahs and realize how close and I love Hashem. Right, the Rambam says something similar about yira and ahava in Yisod HaTorah, but this Rabbeinu Yonah is specifically about yira and simcha, which is exactly what Rashi says. This pasuk is referring to when the pasuk says bekashimo, that's yira, and the ilzu lefanav. Avi Yisomim Midayin Amanos. Hashem is the father of Yisomim Dayin Amanos, the judge of widows, Elokim Bim'on Kacho. So what is the message of this pasuk? Rashi says it's referring to Klal Yisrael. Right, Hashem, we are all Yitomim, we have many Almanot, and Hashem stands up for us. But the Radak says, Pashup Shat, and others might say this too, even though Hashem is Bim'on Kacho, Ma'on is another one of the heavens. Besides Aravos, even though he is Ma'on, he is so high, but he is Avi Yitomim V'Dayin Amanos. He is way down helping those who are vulnerable. Says the Radak, Lefisha Zacha Rochei Ba'aravos, Shu Gavoa Me'al Gavoa. Omar, it still says, Hu Gavoa V'Somecha Chalushim V'Ashvelim. And he helps out, like the Pasuk says, and he quotes from elsewhere, Ki Ram Hashem V'Shafel Yir'eh. Right, the Pasuk later, he is so high, but he looks down. The Rambam, we haven't quoted this, but the last line of the Rambam in Hilchas Nachalos, right, he relates to this pasuk. He quotes this pasuk. The pasuk says, the Rambam says, talking there about aputrapis, right, an agent, a representative for a child. Even though there is flexibility by an aputrapis, he's not held as accountable for all of his cheshbonos because we want people to take care of the children. We don't want people to say, forget it, I'm not interested. But he's got to be very careful, even if Bez is not going to force him, between himself. Be very careful in front of the father of these Yisomim, Shehu Rochev Aravos. Sheneemar, as our pasuk says, Solo Rochev Aravos, Avi Yisomim. Right, these two psukim, the Rambam says, you got to be very careful when dealing with Yisomim, because you have to remember who their father really is. Wow. We continue. Elokim Moshiv Yechidim Baisa Hashem settles down individuals in the house. The Gemara in Sota says, first daf, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mezaveg Zivugim. He puts individuals in a house to bring them together. Rashi says it's talking about general kibbutz galus. And again, like we said before, like according to Radak, this has to do with Sancheriv. What is this pasuk doing here? So it's not 100% clear. Motzi asirim b'kosheros. Hashem took out the prisoners in a kosher time. Chazal say, Rashi quotes it here, that Yitzias Mitzrayim was done in the spring at a time that it's nice to go out. And that's what this pasuk is referring to. Achsorim shachnu tzachicha. But those who rebel, Rashi says this means the Mitzrayim, they will still be thirsty. They will remain back and they will be left in the dust. The Brachos Rabbah, the Medrash, quotes this pasuk, like the Gemara says, relating to Zivugim, Moshiv Yechidim Baisa, and the Medrash quotes a humorous story, where one of the Tanaim is, talking to, where is this in Parshas Vayetze, Samach Ez Dalet, Yehuda Bar Simon, Pasach, Elohim Moshiv Yechidim Baisa, Matronisa Shalas Reb Yossi Bar Chalafta, Amrlo, the Kama Yamim Bar Kadosh Baruch Hu Olamo. How long did it take Hashem to create the world? Amrlo, Sheshes Yamim, 6 days. Amrlo, Ma Hu Oseh Me Oseh Shavad Akshav. And since then, what does Hakadosh Baruch Hu do? Amrlo, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Umezaveg Zivugim. What does he do all day? He makes Shiduchim. Bito Shaploni Laploni, Ishto Shaploni Laploni. Amrlo, Vidahu Umnase. This is what he does. Afani Yachola Lasoskin. Kama, I could do that. That's not so hard. Kama Avadim, Kama Shvachos Yeshli. Lashah Kala, and Yachola Lazavkan. I could do it. Amrlo, he says, okay. Imkala Yibenecha, Kashi Livnei Akadish Baruch, Kukriyas Yamsuf. And if it's easy for you, it's hard for God. It's hard for God. Halachlo Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta left. Ma'asta, what did she do? Not La Elef Avadim, the Elef Shvachos. She took. 1,000 avadim, 1,000 maidservants, the hamida osan shiros, she made 2 lines, amra, plan yasa leponis, uplanis yasa leponi, she made shiduchim, vizivga osan balayla achas, one night she made 1,000 weddings, lamachar asun lagaba, the next morning they all came, dain mochi ptsia, this one had his brain smashed, dain eno shemita, this one had his eye knocked out, dain ragli tivir, this one had a broken leg, amra lahon, malachon, she said, what's going on? Da amra les anaboy ladein. I can't be married to this guy. Vedein amra les anaboy lada. I can't be. They're all fighting. Miyad shulcha v'vias rebiyas mechalafta. She went to bring rebiyas mechalafta. Amra lo. Les eloka kelokechon. Your God is amazing. Emes hi toraschon noe umishubachas yafe amarta. Amar lokach amarti lecha. Imkala b'nechal kaji l'fnei kadosh baruch hu yasi yamsuf. Hakadosh baruch hu ma'osa lahen. Mizavgan balkarchan shlobutavasan shaduhudachsiv, elokim moshiv yechidim besa, motzi asir makosharos, quotes our pasuk. That's the story that goes along with this pasuk. We continue. Elokim bitseischa lefnei amecha. Hashem, when you went out in front of your nation, the Radak says, Hashem is always in front of our nation. Bitsadcha biyishimon sela, when you went out in where it was desolate. Maybe it's referring to the history of Am Yisrael. Eretz ra'asha. Right, when you took us out of Mitzrayim, right, the ground shook, maybe about Matan Torah. Av Shamayim Natu Mipnei Elokim, the heavens were dripping with fear. Zeh Sinai, Mipnei Elokim Elokei Yisrael, at Har Sinai. Geshem Nedavos Tanef Elokim. Hashem gave rain, Geshem of Nedava. What kind of Geshem Nedava? The Gemara, Shabbos, Daf Peches, Daf Peites, says that we know at Maimon Har Sinai, we heard Hashem's voice and we all died. Hashem had to bring us back and we died again. This was the Geshem, the dew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to use to bring us back to life, says the Gemara. This is Pechasim Abeis. Rav Moshe ben Levi, called Dibra v'Dibra Shasmei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every Dibra that Hashem said, Yatzasa Nishmasan Shal Yisrael. Shneamar Nafshi Yatza Bidabro. That's Pasuk elsewhere. Umeacha Shemidibra Arishon Yatzas Nishmasan Dibra Shini Heich Kiblu. If they already died from Dibra 1, what about Dibra 2? Horid Tal. She'asid lahachios b'meisim. Hashem gave the dew to that he was going to use for tchias ameisim. Behechio osam, and he was machayas there. Shenemar, our pasuk. Geshem nedavos tanif alehem. The geshem nedavos, you will wave on them. End of the pasuk. Nachalascha v'nila atakonanta. When your nachla was weary, atakonanta, you fix them. You fix them. Right, and that's the Gemara. The Ben Yehoyada beautifully says, and what did Hashem have to do this for? Why didn't he just give them koach to withstand? Why do you have to, like, allow them to die and then bring them back? Because the Ben Yehoyada said, Hashem wanted to teach us about Tchias HaMeisim right at the beginning and have us recognize that this is a reality. Ki ratza lasos Tchias HaMeisim ba'osa shah, she'im akavim Torah u'mitzvahs, kadei lehetiv la hagufim ba'omrim anachru tarchim amelam ha'Torah u'mitzvahs v'sos yikbarum. Ba'afar, what's going to be? We're going to spend our whole life serving Hashem, and then we're going to die? No, no, no. Tchias ha-mesim. Aslam tchias ha-mesim, k'dei she-yedu she-gam heim yichyu achar mosam. They will also have life. V'yis-angu al-rov shalom. V'lachin ba'osu atal she-yichyu ba'la asid, hechyu osam ata. U'bazeh nisnachamu ha-gufim. And we realized that this is a reality. So that's alluded to here as we review the Jews in the desert. Chayascha yashvuva. Chayascha, right? Your chayos, your animals settled here. Tachin bitovascha le'ani elokim. You and your goodness helped us out in the desert. Hashem yitain omer mahamavasros tzavarav. Hashem gives based on his word. Yitain omer hamavasros tzavarav, right? Announcing to the armies. Malchei tzavakos yedudun yedudun. So the Radak says here, this is talking about the Hashem takes care of all of the kings that are surrounding, including Ashur. Unevaz bayis techalek shalal. And the Jews inside, nevaz bayis, they will split up the spoils, right? They will all go after the soldiers of Ashur died, and they didn't wake up, so Hashem will help. Im tishkavun bein hashvatayim, right? If we are low, if we lie down bein shvatayim, if we're blackened from the galus, says the Mitzudas David. Afi mitzoros hagalus tiu chashuchim ukeurim, right? We're low down. Hashem will give us wings to fly. Kanfeyona nechbaka kesef. Hashem will give us wings nechbaka kesef. A number of times in Shas, we are Bnei Yisrael compared to a yona, because a yona has special powers than other birds. Some say that he doesn't take a rest. He just flies with one wing, and then he'll fly with the other wing. But that's the Gemara quotes this pasuk in the Elisha Balkanafayim Gemara, Shabbos Memtes and Shabbos Kuflamid, where at the end, remember the tefillin changed into wings of doves. And the Gemara says, Shmaishna kanfe yona mishar ofos, mishum de imtil knesis yisrael yona, because the Jewish people are compared to a yona shenemar, our pasuk. Kanfe yona nechba bakesef. Ma yona knafeha maginos aleha, just like a yona, her wings protect her. Af Yisrael, mitzvos maginos aleihem. So too, Yisrael, the mitzvos protect us. That's based on this pasuk. So, nechba, the wings of a yonah, nechba lakesef, will have silver on it. The evroseh be rak harutz, and the tips will have gold on it. Kodesh Baruch Hu will help us out. Befares shakai malachim, when Hashem spreads out the kings, ba tashleg betzalmon, and he'll throw them into the away. Har Elokim, Har Bashan. The Har Elokim, either this is Har Sinai or the Har Moriah, Har Bashan, that's the chosen mountain. Har Gavnunim, Har Bashan. Lama Teratzdun Harim, right, this is a repeat of Har Sinai. Why are you mountains jumping up? Gavnunim, little mountains. Hahar Chamad Elokim, L'shifto, Hashem already chose his mountain. The Gemara quotes this in Megillah, Daf Chavtes, that the fight of all the other mountains, Har Carmel and Har Tavar, they all wanted the Torah. It was Har Sinai. Right, this pasuk is quoted there. Ach Hashem lishkon lanetzach. Hashem will rest his presence where he wants. Rechev Elokim, Hashem's chariot, when he comes to fight wars, ribosayim alfi shinan, tens of thousands of malachim with him. Hashem bam Sinai bakodesh. Alisa lamarom, you went up on high. The Gemara in Shabbos Peches says this is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. Alisa lamarom, you went up shavisa shevi. You took captive. Why do you take captive? What'd you take? So some say the end of the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu received secrets and presents from all the malachim. But this could be the Torah itself. Shavisa Shevi, Lakakna Matanos, Me Adam. Right, this is the pasuk that's quoted there. Shabbos Pechesim Abeis, that B'shash Ala Moshe Lamarom, Malachi Asharis, Mali Yiludi Shebeinenu. He came to get the Torah, the Chulu, and at the end of that whole discussion, Miyan Kolechad, after Moshe Rabbeinu proves, if you remember, that the Torah is not relevant to the malachim, Miyad, kolecha vecha naselo ohev umasar lo davar. Shine amar alita lamarom, shebecha shevi, wakachta matanos ba'adam. Biskar sheikruucha adam wakachas matanos, af malchamav es masar lo, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to get the Torah, he had matan. Vaf sorerim, even those that rebel, lishkon kal, okay, Hashem's going to rest his presence. Baruch Hashem yom yom pasachav. Blessed is Hashem each and every day. The Gemara says we have to bless our, thank Hashem, and take our blessings every single day. Yom Yom. Yamas Lanu. He loads it upon us. Hakel Yeshua Seinu. The Hashem that saves us. Look at Rabbi Pliskin Sefer and grow through Tehillim. On this pasuk, he says, the vast majority of people have what they need for today. Today they know they can manage. What they are worried about is tomorrow, and the next day, and the day after that. And that's what this pasuk tells us not to focus on. This verse teaches us the lesson we need in order to master the emotional states of serenity, appreciation, and gratitude. Be grateful to Hashem for what Hashem has given you today. Right now, allow yourself to experience appreciation for that which Hashem has given you for today. Feel this. Keep your focus on this present moment and this present day. And that's this pasuk of Af Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. The pasuk continues. Again, there's other references. He says, Lamaves Totsaos. The Radar says also, there are many different ways that Hashem could bring death to our enemies. The Radak says here, the Mitzrayim were drowned. The Aser Makos, the Avni Barad on Malchi Kanan, the Plishtim hitting each other, the hemorrhoids that the Plishtim got, the Achbarim, and so too what happened with Sancheriv. So Al Achalokim Yimchatz Rosh Ayvav. The Pesukim continue that Hashem smashes his enemies. And then we sing Pasuk Chavav Kidmu Sharim Achar Nognim. There are singers. There are people who play the instruments that talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. B'makelos Baruch Hu Elokim. In great multitudes we bless Hashem. The Gemara Darshan's even Kriyas Yamsuf, even the fetuses inside praised Hashem. Sham Pasuk Chavches Sham Binyamin Sa'ir Rodeim. Binyamin the young went first. That was by Kriyas Yamsuf. Sari Yehuda Rigmasam. Sari Levud and Sari Naftali. It's interesting. One, Das Mikra points out, is one Shevet per mother. One Shevet per mother. Bila, Zilpa, Rachel, and Leah. Four Shvatim mentioned in this Perek. And we have more Psukim that are discussed. Siva Lekrecha Uzecha. The Shorish Oz comes up a few times here towards the end of the Perek, as we say at the end. The Psukim that we say in Davening. Tnu Oz Lelokim. Ascribe strength to Hashem Al Yisrael Ga'avaso. Right, his greatness is on his nation. V'uzo b'shachim, his oz is with us, and his oz is with shachim in the heavens also. Nora Elohim mi'mikdashecha, he is Nora who is awesome. Kel Yisrael, who knows his oz is atzumos la'am. Baruch Elohim, he gives us oz, and he is the source of oz. A lot more in this parak, but we're not sure exactly what event it was referring to, but it definitely gives us some insights into different stages of our own lives. Okay, we'll stop here.